This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour 2 of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got Paddy the Batty Pimblett's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour today. He's going to be in the co-main event at UFC 314 in Miami, taking on Michael Chandler.
His name just suggests what type of accent he's going to have, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll get to that around 1 o'clock today, but let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins, some newsy news, some meetings of some top prospects. Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State.
Ooh.
Telling reporters that he met with the Finns. So you got that. Malachi Starks, Georgia star safety, top safety in the draft. He said, according to David Fronis, that he had a great meeting with the Miami Dolphins.
So, and that some projected that's who they're going to take.
That was in Mel Kiper's first couple mock drafts, I think, or his first draft.
I would like.
Certainly a need.
Their first selection to be a little bigger. Think about this. The better you are up front, the more you can get away with in the secondary. But if you can't get pressure on the quarterback, then you can have Pro Bowlers at safety and corner, and it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I gotcha. But I mean, so, if he's the best, like at what point do you make the decision if a guy is like the best player And there's a run on certain guys.
Right. This is the biggest issue with the draft. And there's a lot of people that say never draft out of need because you're not necessarily getting the best at that pick. So say if there was an offensive lineman that rated out to be late first round, second round pick, and you need an offensive lineman, you shouldn't take him at 13. You see what I mean? And I think that's what a lot of teams fall for. And it especially happens at the quarterback position. You take the highest rated quarterback, and it might just be the best rated for that draft.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, especially if you get, like, if this Tyler Warren is Brock Bowers 2.0, even with having a Jonnu Smith, like, I don't know. Like it's
but that just seems like yeah, that too much.
Is
like
it?
You just had a guy who just had a career year.
Broke your records.
A pro bowler, right? You have all these other needs. If it gets to the point and that guy's available, then you trade the pick. Because what good is having two of those tight ends if you don't have an offensive line that can protect two.
I get you.
Okay.
I get you. But well, look, it does feel like a team probably like outside of taking wide receiver and quarterback, like there's a place they could, I guess linebacker they're better off, but like they're in a spot where
you need O-line, D-line, secondary, and a running back.
Yep.
And so But the way it sucks because like what happens if you get into the draft and fans don't understand this, right? Because Mel Kiper would say X player is best available at that position, but it doesn't mean he's the best available in the draft. And so just because you need him doesn't mean you should pick him 15 spots higher than his grade. And I think that's where, you know, that's where sometimes people look at success or failure. Because after the draft, all of the talking heads will say, they really needed offensive line help and they didn't draft, you know, they didn't draft so-and-so in the first round. And I'm like, maybe they didn't grade him that high.
So this was a funny story. We had reporter beef yesterday at the Combine.
Reporter beef?
Wait. Reporter beef.
Hold on. This is only Say exciting. More. This is only exciting. Who are the two reporters?
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network was, according to sources, verbally accosted by Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz at a Starbucks in Indianapolis over the Tom Brady Matthew Stafford report. Apparently, I guess Ian Rappaport, he poo-pooed a report from Schultz that said that Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford met at a ski resort in Montana. And Ian Rappaport was trying to claim that this was a coincidence. Oh, it just happened to happen. And Schultz is like, if you think that's a coincidence, I got a bridge to sell you. Like, of course they're meeting because, you know, Raiders need a quarterback. Wait, Matthew Stafford's searching for a new deal.
Can they even talk to people at this moment? Is that not?
The Rams gave permission.
Okay.
The Rams gave permission over the weekend to talk to teams, go look for a deal. He wants to get that Munyon. He wants a big bump.
Well, here's the kicker. He wants that money, but he don't want to get his ass kicked for the next 2 years. So, like, you kind of – he might not get – the most out of it, right, that he wants, but he can pick and choose his situation. Who says his dad was the CEO of Starbucks?
Jordan Schultz's dad, it was the CEO of Starbucks. Mm. Do you think that means he gets free Starbucks for life?
You think he gets a gold card?
Yeah, dude, all the caramel macchiatos you want.
I'm sorry, the what?
Caramel macchiatos, right?
Isn't it macchiato?
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
It ain't mochiato.
This guy's a coffee guy.
Yeah, but
now,
how did you say the first word?
He said mochiato.
No, the first one.
Yeah, it was
caramel.
No, that's not.
I don't like that.
That's not
what you, oh, you gonna say. Caramel.
Yeah,
oh, you're not hoity-toity. You're goth. I'm not gonna sit here and listen to pronunciations up from you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are they goth wrong
now? You listen to bands named Batwing. Like, I mean, what are you talking about?
By the way, Tobin.
What?
You have done a boatload
of lashing out today.
Lashing out today. Yeah.
You guys are, hold on, I've been counterpunching. Everybody's coming at me first. Hold on, dude. Hold on. First of all, we got Rookie McGee over here trying to quibble over giving me a point, which I hope you made him go take a lap.
Yeah, he's gone.
You guys are lucky that I'm not there. I would have hazed the holy hell out of him today. Secondly, you got Rothschild over here being like, oh, he complains too much. When Canada came at us first, I was defending America, okay? Then you have hoity-toity Jennifer over here, who all of a sudden has put aside the death music because she likes a little foam on her cappuccino, and I'm saying caramel. Wrong, according to her.
Wow. Why are you adding stuff, okay? I never said anything about foam.
I am merely defending myself. I am sitting here in the corner getting beat up.
I don't know. I don't know about that. You're
really
being very intense.
You've been very aggressive this morning.
Nope.
Leroy did something too. I don't remember what, but
he did say something about it.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you done?
I'm honestly just the angel of this show. I never really do anything bad.
You
really?
Yeah.
Really? We just discussed you. I'm showing you a picture of my dog with his toy and you zooming in on my feet.
Yeah. And you bullied a two-way player for tearing his Achilles.
Okay, first of all, it's not my fault that his toes look like they were avoiding the cootie shot. And if I'm talking about Drew Smith, the only thing that you can really say if you have a pair of eyes is Davion Mitchell is who Drew Smith was supposed to be this entire time.
You know that Davion Mitchell is allowed to be good and Drew Smith is also allowed to be good.
Yeah, but it's not true, though.
What do you mean it's not true?
Drew Smith isn't good.
I mean, he got hurt. He was playing well before he got hurt.
Again. Don't forget to say again every time you say you got hurt.
All right. Okay. You see what I mean? Bully. You're
injury,
not an angel.
Injury.
Hey, don't try to move. Don't try
you
to pass.
You are no angel yourself, sir.
Mm.
Right.
Actually, you've been lashing out all week, Tobin.
How so?
You have been very aggressive. And we've had talks.
Who's had talks? You three? You've been talking about me?
Yeah. We're concerned, dude. We're concerned.
We're concerned.
Well, you know, I don't know about you guys, but where I come from, that sounds like ganging up. And I am merely defending myself from three bullies.
Really?
Now we're the bullies?
Richie Incognito, Mike Pouncey, John Jerry. The three of you.
How about this? A guy who you never even met personally. You just hose down and send for laps.
Well, he should have given me a point. I mean, like, you know, you got to show the vet some respect.
No, you know what? He did the right thing. It's all right.
And Cobra ties a point, and I'll hear nothing else.
I don't like
See? Bully. Bullying. You're bullying for a point.
I'm not bullying. You're bullying.
No, I'm not.
Cobra tie is pretty good, though.
You had, there we go.
Thank you.
No, I mean, just think about it, though. The headband, the blonde hair.
Did he threaten your job again? Is that what you're saying?
It's a cool nickname.
He threatened me via text this time.
Speaking of threatening, this is what it says. Per multiple sources who witnessed the interaction, Jordan Schultz of Fox and Ian Rappaport were engaged in a verbal altercation at a Starbucks at a JW Marriott in Indianapolis. The incident came to light when PFT commenter, I guess the guy from Part of My Take, posted a tweet referring to a serious media big time confrontation. The fact that it happened at a Starbucks provides an intriguing coincidence. Schultz is the son of former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. We're told Rappaport was talking to an agent. Schultz approached Rappaport and said, quote, "We need to talk." Oh, boy. Rappaport then responds saying, "We don't need to talk." Schultz then made accusations about Rappaport, we're told. Rappaport, we're told, in regards to the accusations, were unfounded. The two men were essentially face-to-face. Quote, "If you have anything to say to me, say it to my bleeping face," Schultz said, or a specific word to that effect. "If this continues, we're going to have a bleeping problem." Rappaport then asked Schultz to step back.
I'm so
First of all,
bunting.
This could not happen to two guys who are least likely to get into any altercation. Right? They ain't doing nothing.
But I love the fact that there's okay, like, let's just say this. Schultz reports that Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford definitely met on purpose at this Montana ski lodge, which Tom Brady's not going to Montana for no reason. But Ian Rappaport said Raiders minority owner Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford ran into each other at a ski resort in Montana. The meeting was unplanned and not extensive or in-depth. So he's trying to throw cold water on Schultz's report. I gotta say, kind of feels like the NFL is trying to cover something up there. He's the NFL reporter. They're trying to make it seem like it's no bigs. Even if they had permission, we do know there's a sensitive issue going on right now at the NFL, Leroy, and that is in regards to Tom Brady. How much power does he have with the Raiders while also being the lead voice of Fox?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the NFL being like, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want to make it seem like Tom Brady's pulling strings, even though we all know he's pulling strings. He's Tom Brady in a cheat. So we know Tom Brady is out here pulling strings. It feels to me, I don't mean to insult, but it feels to me like Ian Rappaport is out here carrying water for the league to try and make it seem like Tom Brady didn't mean to have this meeting at a ski lodge. But if Tom Brady were to have a meeting at a ski lodge, that seems something very Tom Brady-like if he did want to pull strings in the back.
Question.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Yep.
If I ran into you in Monaco, right, you think we wouldn't have known we were going to both be there?
Oh, what are you doing here, Leroy? You like skiing? I like skiing.
Right. Right. Now, the other thing is if everybody agreed to them meeting, you always are allowed a little wiggle room to tell how they met. But the fact is, they were both at this ski resort and had words. So however anybody adjusts their story, that is a fact. So what is there really to argue about? Right? There is the fact of the matter is, did Tom Brady talk to what's his name? Matthew Stafford in, what is it, Montana?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Montana. Yes. Did they purposely go there to meet? Who knows? But you can make a whole number of assumptions. But the fact of the matter is they both had they had conversations in Montana. So whoever deviates from the story of how or why or how it happened,
mm-hmm,
doesn't matter.
The incident was.
It'd be different if somebody said Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady met in Montana,
mm-hmm,
and they never did.
Dade South says nothing says intangibles like a ski resort beef. But the beef was not at the ski resort. The beef was at a JW Marriott Starbucks in Indianapolis between two reporters.
Oh, so he was holding, mm-hmm, that petty on for a minute.
No, he was. I think it happened. No, everybody's at the combine. And so Schultz had this report that Brady
about to report
and Stafford had this secret meeting. Rappaport came out and said, there's no secret meeting. It was a coincidence. To which Schultz said, I'm going to throw this coffee in your face.
Like, yeah. Now, no, wait. So,
is that on the record?
So, let me get this straight. A reporter.
Yep.
Whose job is to create all the crap that we hate, right? The story, the backstory, the my sources and all this. You never hear a reporter say, just a coincidence. You never hear a reporter say that.
Never.
Never. So the fact that he's saying it, that's the part of this story that is the most unbelievable.
Which is why Schultz was pissed, because he's right. Like, you're carrying water for the league because you want to make it seem like Tom Brady's doing nothing.
Now all of a sudden, it's a coincidence. There ain't never been a person in professional sports or writing about professional sports that said, probably a coincidence.
The incident
was the last time.
Here's more from Pro Football Talk. The incident, this is between Schultz and Rappaport. The incident was reported to NFL security, and NFL security has taken statements from multiple witnesses. Rappaport declined to comment on the situation. Schultz told Pro Football Talk via text, quote, "It really isn't anything to say. Ian Rappaport and I had a verbal confrontation. It lasted a little over a minute. Multiple agents and reporters were nearby. Rappaport was the one who called security shortly after, but it never escalated further."
Yeah. Coincidence.
Schultz initially disputed the number. No, that's not the coincidence. The coincidence.
I know, but I'm just saying. If you use a phrase, I've never heard a reporter or a writer just go, coincidence.
Oops.
Yeah. That in itself is a bad reporting job, is it not?
Schmeathan says, this sounds like when Chris Paul called the cops because the Rockets were entering the locker room. Well, there's only one thing that's left to do. They got to go get Tom Brady and they got to go interview him. Who's telling the truth?
Do you think Jordan Schultz could ban Ian Rappaport from all Starbucks?
Every Starbucks? That's petty.
Ooh. Like, you know, so what? He's stuck having to go to like 7-Eleven or Cali Coffee?
Yeah, America runs on Dunkin', huh? Enjoy.
Enjoy that, Ian.
Oh, you stay at a hotel with a Starbucks in the lobby, you can't even drink it.
Ian Rappaport has to start. He has a bolo out at every Starbucks.
Yeah.
So
we have.
Tobin can't, like,
let's go with
he
the
got me on to this gruel coffee, so I can't drink any of that other stuff. It's watery.
Latte for Ian Rapp. Wait a minute. Wait. Aren't you banned?
Those coffee.
It's a, that's not me. We just have the same name, coincidentally.
Ethan Rappaport? Is there an Ethan Rappaport?
Speaking of Matthew Stafford, there was a national take this week on Matthew Stafford and the Miami Dolphins. We'll bring that to you coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQ. I've got a great event coming on up. We have tickets to give away too as well. It is Buckets and Bets. WQM invites you to experience every upset, buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet, and it is going on March 20th through the 23rd at Odyssey's Buckets Bet at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. You guys can get all your info at BucketsandBets.com. We'll be doing our shows live out there on Thursday and Friday. And it's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. And we'll be giving away a pair of tickets before the end of today's program.
Marcos can wave at us on the way to the station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually, one of the days, I don't know if you know this, but I miss a lot of days. So one of the days, I'm going to have a producer come on in here, and your boy will be live at the
I like that. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like a frog boy party.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Jennifer, you're going to have to leave at 3 a.m.
Look, yeah, you know, for some reason, it's easier for me to go that way than it is this way.
Mm. All right.
That doesn't make sense.
In my head, it does. There's less traffic going that way than coming east.
No.
Dude, I had the worst drive from the stadium last night, and it was from the arena last night.
Because all the highways are under construction, right?
But, like, dude, it snuck attacked me because it was like, oh, you're going this way. And then it was like, construction right in the middle by the Hard Rock on the turnpike. I was like, what? I was stuck there for a half hour. I didn't get home till like 1 a.m. last night.
Crazy.
Unfortunate.
You're going to be taking a lot of trips down there because, you know, they play a boatload of games.
I know. I'm not going back. I'm not going to be there tomorrow or Sunday. I'll be back Monday. My son's got jiu-jitsu on Friday, and then he got football this weekend. But I'll be back Monday in the biggest matchup of them all, the Wizards.
Why exactly?
Why? Well, anybody can go to a Heat Knicks game.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can go to Heat Knicks. I'm going to go to Heat Wizards.
Yeah, also the least amount of traffic, probably. Heat Wizards.
People are always like, hey, what are the games you want to go to? The biggest ones? I'm like, no.
No, not at all. No. Makes sense. That's where the real
fun. But it's mostly because of I got papa duties, you know? We got a busy weekend.
All right.
We got a busy weekend. So how about this for a take? We got this for a take. Stephen A. Smith talking about the Matthew Stafford thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he thinks if Matthew Stafford would really make an impact, that he thinks the biggest impact Matthew Stafford could make would be with the Miami Dolphins. Here was Stephen A. on First Take.
Stephen A., which team would Matthew Stafford elevate to a Super Bowl contender?
There's two teams that come to my mind, Shannon. It's the Steelers and it's the Dolphins. I'm going to give most of this to you because the audience needs to hear from you on this, Shay Shay, but I will tell you this. Stafford, you know he's set to make $27 million this year, which is why there's some friction with him and the Rams.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. He deserves $50 million. In today's quarterback market,
yeah.
When I'm looking at some of these quarterbacks that's getting this money, Shannon, let me throw this at you. Dak Prescott, $60 million. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, all at $55 million. Tua Tagovailoa at $53 million, along with Jared Goff. Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson at $52 million, and Jalen Hurts at $51 million. You're damn right Stafford deserves $50 million a year. Even at the age of 37, the brother can still ball. So I would say to you, I look at the Dolphins with Waddle and Hill. I look at the Steelers with what they have. All they need is a quarterback, yeah. Okay? I would say those two teams, Shannon.
And bless his heart.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. First of all, you're telling me the Miami Dolphins should spend $100 million on a quarterback. Right? And by the way, they like their quarterback. Number two, over the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, what has been their claim to fame?
Cheap.
They usually get rid of a guy before he, you know, gets to that point versus letting him ride out. So,
well, I think you're telling me
they're going to give Matthew Stafford $50 million for 2 or 3 years?
I would say, well, they got to eventually. Here's the thing with the Steelers. They got to spend on somebody eventually. You're going to keep doing coupon clipping?
But they do. I'm not saying that they don't spend. But what I am saying is that they ain't the type of team to just throw big free agent money out there.
I think the thing with the Dolphins, though, like, let's get crazy here for a second. What it would be the Dolphins would be essentially trading Tua to the Rams and then paying Matthew Stafford. Wouldn't that be? Because you're not gonna have both quarterbacks on the roster.
Right, but here's the other problem. Okay. One of the biggest concerns for this team is protecting Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Does that go away with Matthew Stafford? Absolutely not. You still got the same problems. You think you fixed quarterback, and quarterback wasn't the problem. So if a team were to do that without acknowledging the fact that this was not our problem last year, our problem was on the lines of scrimmage, then what are you really doing? You're getting everybody excited, but you haven't fixed the problem.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that the argument could be would be that Matthew Stafford's more durable than Tua. Like, he's only had that one arm injury for the most part. He's been a very, very durable quarterback. And Tua,
but nobody's durable behind a bad offensive line. Just look around the league.
But I get you. But Tua definitely, like, if you were talking about, like, who is the least durable quarterback in the league, he's among them.
Yes. Agreed.
He's among them.
Not wrong.
I don't know if they're, I don't think the Dolphins, like, I don't necessarily agree with Stephen A. Smith just from the standpoint of, I don't think the Dolphins are close even with Matthew Stafford. Like, Tyreek right. Hill and Jalen Waddle, like, I still think they're a team with a ton of holes. You know,
I'm saying. You would invest a whole bunch of money in the fixing what people would deem not even to be a serious problem, right? Like, yeah, you have some problems with injuries, you know, at the quarterback position. But the quarterback position is not why you've been winning and losing games. It's been because your offensive line has been terrible and half your team gets hurt every year.
Wouldn't it give you any pause either, because if it's trading with McVay, like, that's one of those things too where I'm like, why does he, like, he doesn't want to pay this guy and then he wants my guy, like, in that right. scenario.
Here's the other thing. Tua in a dome.
What about you, Frog Boy? You want Matthew Stafford? He's not mobile.
That's my problem, dude. Not mobile enough. There's only like one guy less mobile than Tua, and it's Matthew Stafford. I'm not even entertaining this.
He's got a chooch, though.
There's a couple other guys who can't move.
Got a chooch.
He's got a chooch, though.
Okay. He does. And he's tough.
Contrary to popular belief, Jameis Winston is not a scrambler.
No, he's not. He's not a scrambler.
Right. Neither, and believe it or not, neither is the Houston quarterback.
No, he's a scrambler. Sometimes he scrambles on which to throw to, wide receivers or cornerbacks.
Hey, that's That's a whole nother conversation. Like, he was like, Jameis is the only quarterback that I've ever come across. He can play 3 weeks of some of the best quarterbacking you have ever seen. As far as completions, accuracy, yards, and all that. But that 1 week, when he goes south,
Some of the comments, replacing Tua will not teach the secondary how to wrap up and tackle.
Thank you.
Josh says, Tua didn't get hurt because of the O-line. That's true. He did throw his neck into somebody.
Yep. Okay.
Wade, he says, Tua is the problem.
Is he?
That's what Wade says.
Like, I would, here. And I have this argument because I don't think people understand the skill set that makes Tua unique. To be able to throw the ball with timing and with accuracy in the middle of the field is something that quarterbacks fear. And Tua is very good at it. That is what separates him from other quarterbacks. Now, if you think that you can get something better, I would caution you on that because not a lot of quarterbacks possess those skills. They just don't. They do it different ways. So, like, yeah, and again, where does your quarterback need a rank for you to win a Super Bowl? Because for some reason, everybody thinks, oh, we need this guy or this guy or this guy. Well, those guys haven't won Super Bowls either.
No, but they're always the teams that are at the end. Like, it's been the same three guys.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But at the end of the day, okay, you complain if your quarterback can't win you a championship. And my whole argument with that was, you get there, you got a chance.
But this guy has won one. I mean, that would be the one thing. This is a guy who does come in with pedigree.
Yeah. No, yes. I'm not. We're talking about just Randall Corbett. I didn't use any names.
No, I got you.
You know, but there's a lot of quarterbacks who we think are much better than Tua that if Tua was doing the same things they were doing, you would be complaining about Tua not being able to win the big one. So let's just be clear about that. Like, if Tua was in the same situation as Josh Allen or was in the same situation as Lamar Jackson, being at great regular seasons, they get to that certain spot, and then they can't get over the hump, we'd be saying the same things about Tua that we won't say about those guys.
I just have a hard time believing, too, just even the – not even that the Dolphins are in these talks, but I have a hard time believing Stephen Ross is going to allow this regime to make the next decision on the quarterback if it blows up. Right. It's like, it better work out with Tua or it ain't working out with you two.
Right.
That's how it feels.
And that's how it should be, right?
Yeah, I kind of think it should be. It's like, all right, you guys.
Because we've heard several years ago that Stephen Ross really liked Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Ross really liked this guy. So, like, the thing that I would say about Stephen Ross, he seems to let his people do their thing.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Let's see. Oh, it looks like it's partly to mostly cloudy here on my side of the of Florida. Winds are about, I'd say, a little bit more than 10 miles an hour. Seems like they're coming out of the, oh man, it's hard when the cloud looks like southwest, out of the southwest. But It's hard to tell because the clouds aren't moving that much. And I would say it's right around 80 degrees.
How'd you do, Froggy?
Pretty good. He is correct. It is around 82 degrees as of right now. Winds out of the south-southwest at about 9 miles per hour. Looking at a low of 60 degrees tonight.
All right. Hey, why don't we get to the mixed bag, huh?
Let's do it.
What do we got today, Marcos?
Well, we heard one side of the story in regards to this Matthew Stafford topic. We got to hear Stephen A. Smith, the other person who was that question was directed to. Shannon Sharp had his opinion as well. We'll give it and finish off that before we move on to the mixed bag.
I like the Miami situation. I really do. But I don't defensively. They need to upgrade defensively. But I like Achan. I like Waddle. I like Tyreek. They have some weapons. But elevate. Woo. Yeah. Not the Steelers. If you make me pick right now, Stephen A., I'm going to say the Dolphins because they have more offensive potential and firepower than the Steelers. But I'm not so sure either team gets elevated that high. But Matthew Stafford is the real deal, and he's better than some of those quarterbacks that you mentioned that's making a lot more money than he is, Stephen A. But that's what's causing the friction. He's like, bro, y'all think I'm going to sit here and play another season? And this money ain't got but $5 million guaranteed.
Right.
And I see all these guys that I know that I'm better than, and they're making $50 million, $55, whatever they're making. Matthew Stafford wants a big raise.
Well,
I can see him probably getting a three-year, $50 million extension, $150 million extension.
Hey, Leroy, JB, what? Question.
Sorry,
you interrupting some business, dude? All right?
No, you know how you push a button, see who called, and then the voicemail started.
I gotcha. All right, listen, I'm not saying Matthew Stafford does or does not deserve to get paid. Certainly if Kirk Cousins got paid, I don't see any issue with Matthew Stafford getting paid. I just don't see that being with the Miami Dolphins.
Agreed.
But, you know.
Agreed. I love how they just basically pick two random teams.
The Steelers one makes it. They don't have a quarterback. I mean, I get the Steelers.
Right.
One.
But again, like, how can I put this? I always wonder how that system works with a gunslinger. Right?
I mean, it can't always be Jerome Bettis, though, dude. Like, I think if you have him, like, you figure it out. Like, you get the tools necessary with Matthew Stafford. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Of course, it wouldn't be a mixed bag if, of course, for some reason we didn't bother Leroy with an Aaron Rodgers take.
Ooh, he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
He hates him, dude. Hates him. But honestly, though, I'm questioning if Leroy hates him as much as new Jets head coach Aaron Glenn may potentially hate Aaron Rodgers.
Former player. So that's why this is, you know what I mean?
Former player. And also, didn't he coach in Detroit for a little bit? Wasn't he like, is that where they picked him from? Defensive cornerbacks coach or something like that?
He was defensive coordinator for the
Lions.
So, you know, fresh off of a tough team, doesn't have time for these ayahuasca-taking bums. And he says he's moving on from Aaron Rodgers altogether, even though some players were a bit upset at the idea that the Jets may be looking in a different direction.
I understand the reaction of the players, but I will say this. Every decision that me and Moosh make is to win, and to win now. So I understand it. But again, listen, this is not going to be the last decision I make, right? That's going to upset some people. And that's okay, right? But as men, we talk about it. We make sure we keep it in house that we're going to continue to do.
All right.
So that means regardless of how ridiculous our moves are, don't say nothing.
Unless the owner didn't. The owner didn't want him there. Like, I mean, that's the other thing. The owner was the owner was so rats off a ship on him, too. So it's not even like, you know.
Is it safe to say that Aaron Rodgers' ward is welcome?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Especially if he didn't want to be on Pat McAfee or didn't want to stop being on Pat McAfee.
Is that has to be a ridiculous, like, of all time contract stipulations. Can you stop?
I mean, it's not
TV?
That ridiculous though. Like, look, to Rat McAfee's credit, he has one of the biggest sports shows in the world. It's on ESPN every day. And if you're walking through the facility and you're like, you guys made this whole dog and pony show by getting Davante Adams on the show, half the time he's talking about conspiracy theories and ayahuasca, and you guys suck. Like, if I'm paying him whatever oodles of money. Yeah, I can understand that being annoying, you know? Like,
less space talk, more football.
Like, Paul George finally, you know, basically said, I got to stop podcasting. It's like, oh, thanks. There's 20 games left in the season. You didn't think to do that when you guys were getting your asses kicked and you were 20 games under? Like, yeah, maybe I should take a break from this.
More podcast episodes than wins for Paul George in a Sixers uniform.
Thank you for not leaving me, Aaron.
I think that's ridiculous, though. That's even not that they're asking him. The fact that they even have to ask him to, like, hey, can you calm down with the weird TV appearances?
It does seem like something that if you're a leader on a team and a pro, you should have a good grip on that and say, let me shut this down for a minute. Right? Right. I think that's if there's any situation that bothers people with these podcasts, is that sometimes you have to be more aware of the full situation and what it looks like.
Right.
Because we all care about how things look.
For sure.
And so I think that's why ownership probably came down with, came to that conclusion. Plus, guess what? If you look back on the situation right now, is it safe to say that Aaron Rodgers got a coach fired?
Yeah. It's.
I'm not saying he was trying to, but I'm saying that with all of the distractions of Aaron Rodgers during the course of that season, right? They played like crap.
Yeah, they played like crap, and it also, I mean, it also feels like this owner is terrible.
Well, I mean, who's in a tougher spot? The Giants or the Jets?
I think the Giants, here's the thing with the Giants, though. Like, the Giants, whatever you want to say, like, their team has done big winning, like, you know, before there was, you know, while there was the internet, you know? Like, the Jets haven't been to the playoffs longer than anybody else right now. They have that longest route.
I got you.
Punting.
I mean, think about this. The Cleveland Browns have won a playoff game more recently than the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Dolphins have the longest drought of no playoff. I mean, the Dolphins have made the playoffs. The Jets have been to multiple AFC title games.
Yeah, back to
back. In the time the Dolphins have won a playoff game. So, like, the Dolphins have their own embarrassment, but I'm just saying, comparatively to the Giants, like, I don't think the Giants, like, I think have to laugh at the Jets. With even comparing what the franchises are, even with the embarrassment of losing Saquon Barkley.
I mean, they didn't lose Saquon Barkley.
He didn't decide
to go somewhere. Which makes it worse is you let him walk for nothing.
Crazy.
And he did rush for more yards than any human being during the course of a year. Let's throw that in there too. So while you thought your guy was diminishing, he went on to break an NFL record.
Crazy, man. Give you one good decision here that's easy, though. If you guys need dry cleaning, I'm going to tell you about the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. That's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are, that's our guy, friend of the show. How many of you guys sick of getting bad customer service? You're dealing with robots or AI. You don't have that touch of a family business. Well, A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy, 40 plus years owned and run family business, and they have that extra care there for you.
Yep, they have a seamstress on site, and it's our mother, so you know. They have their stuff together. All you have to do is give them a call, 954-610-9383. He'll give you a quote. Let them know what you need done, whether it's clothes for an upcoming party, whether you lost a little weight to start the new year, you need to have some stuff taken in. They take care of all that stuff. They serve all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. And again, All you have to do is give Ara a call. They'll even come pick it up, drop it off. It is the best place to get your clothes taken care of. I got some stuff I need done. I need to get a hold of Ara. I'm going to give them a call at 954-610-9383. And I promise you this. Once you use A&T dry cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
And while I let you guys know, too, one special deal. If you guys mentioned Tobin and Leroy,
what the deal?
25% off your order. Again, 954-610-9383, A&T Dry Cleaners.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.